KN4NUE.
This is KN4RJ, and what's up, Chad?
I had my volume turned down, and I saw you pop up on Echo Link. Were you trying to check things out or something?
Negative. I was just making sure I could get connected with my phone here. My computer wants to be stupid and won't connect on Echo Link, so I had to plug my phone in to charge it, so that would go ahead and pop up and just wait for the net.
Well, make sure I didn't miss you if you were trying to check things out, but you're all good. All right, we'll leave it at that. KO4NUE, I'll be clear, sir.
This is KN4RGN. While I got you on the line, have you talked to Walt lately?
He's checked into the net three times, I guess, since. But yes, he's doing much better. He went and got treatment for, you know, his what was going on with him, and he's doing better. He's a little sore, but he's doing better.
Roger, that's good to hear. I might give him a call here in a day or two. I don't want to wear his voice out, but yeah. Do you know if he's going to take the net tomorrow night, or is he still trying to save his voice?
No, I don't know, John. But I guess if he checks in tonight, we'll find out. But I don't know.
You're well. All righty. Well, you have a good evening, and I'll stand by for the net. 73s, KN4RJN, I am clear.
KN4JBQ, KO4NUE.
Sweet, KK4JBQ.
I've been messing around with this Yaesu on digital stuff, and now it's making a funny little beep every time I release the mic. So is there anything weird on the signal I need to know about?
Oh, everything sounds fine. So when you unkey the mic, it does a beep.
They be hearing that through the repeater. That may not be me, but just getting a little antsy right here before the net. You know, any little sound or anything out of order gets me kind of jumpy.
that little blurb, it sounds like two tones together. Yeah, that's the repeater.
Heard that before, so I'm not sure, but all is good on this signal. Nothing, because I'm running 6 watts. Is that okay?
Yeah, and Dave was doing some work after the net last night. He was doing some work on it, so let's just say it's probably better than it's ever been. KK4JBQ, standing by for net.
This is KO4NUE, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, will begin in 1 minute. CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Peter is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles north of the 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all licensed operators are invited to check in. Any formal traffic for the net tonight, please call KO4NUE. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. now begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RACU portion. The check-ins with the pre-check-ins, starting with KW4TS, that's Mr. Jim and Pelzer, KA5WLL, Mr. Leroy and Taylors, N4WRO, Bill and Easley, N4DJC, Mr. Jerry and Anderson, K4XMR, Mail and Prosperity, KJ4UHF, that's Mr. Jack in Greenville, K4OSH, Pat in Malden, and KG4WNP, that's Landon in Dacresville, KI4LZI, Mr. Andy in Table Rock, and KN4URF, that's Aaron in Marietta, and K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt in Inman. Call for EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Jack. Been a while since I heard you on the radio. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel. KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm in Pelzer tonight. Same through to you, Chad, Miss Anna, and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight, but I'll be listening, Chad.
For NUE, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
Okay, the net would like to recognize KO4NNH. That's Mr. Fred in Pelzer. And KJ4RJN, that's Mr. John up in Brown Summit. And John, I have you checked in for comments. Appreciate you hanging around with us tonight. Okay, tonight being Monday night, we'll begin with the RF portion of the check-in. Any stations with the suffix that begins with echo through hotel, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina, and I will be in and out tonight, Chad. Thank you for calling the net.
4NUE. Check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Canada, North Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative tonight, Chad. Thanks.
Foxtrot Hotel Juliet Portable. Name is Gene. And Taylor's negative and negative. Over.
Here in the pause, then we'll take that as a cue and we'll back up and recognize KO4HKX. That's my good friend Patrick up in Penrose. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Patrick. And KC4EZN, that's Mr. Harry down in Candler. Appreciate you too, Harry. And W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Mr. Gene and Taylors. Are there any more stations? Echo through hotel. Please call KO4NUE. Heard, so we'll move on to the next group, which is India through Lima. Any stations with the suffix that begins with India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check it out. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha. KG4, JIA, Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you all of that. 73.
NUE. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
UE. Hope you and Miss Anna are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Anna. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKB. This is Duncan up in Asheville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment, but I'll be listening later if I don't go to sleep. 7-3.
NUE. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out. I have no traffic. Everyone out there, have a good night. 7-3.
Net control. So Foxtrot, 4. Charlie, Kilo, Tango, John, and I'm in Honeypipe, South Carolina. I just got through calling the Anderson Net, and I'd like to invite everybody to come over and check in with us on Anderson Net. On 146-790, a negative offset, no tone, and we have a net toss every night, 8:30, 6 nights a week, and it's the only Sunday night to have a reach net at 8:30. Good evening, and good evening to everybody on the net, and I'll just be short time tonight.
Please check in Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo, K4, Hell, W-E, Larry in Piedmont, negative and negative.
Good group. Good group. So let's back up and let's start with Mr. Dennis up in Gaffney. So we'd like to recognize KG4JIA, Mr. Dennis up in Gaffney, and KK4JFO, James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid and Fletcher, and KK4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan up in Asheville. And Duncan, I have you listed as monitoring slash sleep, so we'll see how it goes. And Mr. Larry and Donna in Greer, KK4JBQ, and KC4MFK. Larry, I have you down for comments, and Miss Donna is not. KF4CKT, that's Mr. And Whiskey4Lima Whiskey Echo, that's Mr. Larry in Piedmont. Did I get all those right? Larry, is that right? I think I messed yours up, did I?
It's Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey Echo, K4LWE. Thanks for rechecking.
We got those call signs a little mixed up.
Oh, there. Okay, so K4LWE, that's Mr. Larry in Piedmont. Somebody doubled over him with a recheck. Let me get that one straight before we move on.
JKV, I think when you... read my call sign back. It sounded like you said KK4JKB, but I figured you'd probably catch that anyway when you typed it in, but maybe my ears are not working.
If I messed it up, Duncan, I apologize. KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan in Asheville. I've got you listed as listening slash sleep. And K4LWE, Mr. Larry in Piedmont. Any more stations with the suffix? It begins with India through Lima. This is KO4NUE.
Before NUE, please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Lima Alpha Zulu. Jim via Echolink out in Spartanburg County this evening. Negative and negative. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
I can recognize KK4LAZ. That's Mr. Jim in Spartanburg checking in via Echolink. Appreciate you jumping in there, Jim. I kind of got tied up and wasn't paying attention to Echolink, but you got me straight. Appreciate that. All right, any stations with the suffix that begins with Quebec through Tango. Sorry, Mike through Papa. Any stations with the suffix that begins with Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Ed, please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
I would like to recognize KK4ONO, that's Miss Florina. She brings along Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter, KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle, all in Piedmont. Thank you for checking in with us tonight, Miss Florina. It's always nice to hear your voice on the net. Okay, any more stations? Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE. So we move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any stations with the suffix that begins with Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. KO4QLG. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. Name is Chris, Mid Liberty. I'll be in and out tonight.
I would like to recognize KO4QLG. That's Mr. Chris up in Liberty. And appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Chris. And also KO4RYP. That's my wife, Miss Anna, and she's sitting right here beside me and helping me with the net tonight. So any more stations, Mike through Papa, I mean Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Any stations that begin with the suffix of Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Over Zulu Hotel Foxtrot Chief. Well, good to hear you again, Chad. Just check me out and help, but I'll be listening.
Net Control, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Juliet, Quebec. Checking in. I'm sure I'm a little bit late. Checking in from the deer camp. Mobile headed back to Camp Abella.
Kilo Watt 4, Wake Forest University. That's K4WM.
I can recognize KE4ZHF, that's Mr. Keith up in Columbus, and I'm pretty sure KO4TJQ Mobile, but I did not get your name, sir. Can you come back with your name? Move on to the next, which is KW4WFU, that's Mr. Ken down in Simpsonville. And Ken, you got a little noise on your signal tonight. Did you say you wanted to be in for comments? We'll move on to the next group. Any stations with the suffix that begins with Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
Foxtrot, that's KO4CEF, this is Andrew and Inman, and I'll be negative to negative tonight. Thank you, Chad.
Back up and get what we've got so far. The net would like to recognize a W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave, mobiling around in Greer tonight, and Whiskey X-Ray 4DAT, that's Mr. Danny up in Gastonia. Danny, hang on 1 second, I'll get back to your question. And KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt in Greenville. and KO4CEF, that's Mr. Andrew in Inman. Any more stations for Alpha through Delta? This is KO4NUE.
UE. Mr. Chad, Miss Anna and Annette, please check in. KI4DOS. Gary, also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic. I'll be around for comments. Good evening to you, Miss Anna, and all on the net.
I'm coming. Net would like to recognize KI4DOS, Mr. Gary at Easley. I have you down for comments, Mr. Gary. And K3JOY, that's Miss Joy. Nice to have y'all check in tonight. Okay, Whiskey X-Ray 4, Delta Alpha Tango, Mr. Danny up in Gastonia. Go ahead, sir.
I got your email. I forward that over to Mr. Robert. He's the gentleman that in charge of all of our nuts and everything. Did he give you a call yet?
I hit the phone with him about an hour ago, and we're going to see if we can link up the Tryon area simplex with his simplex and try to grow that a little bit. But yes, sir, he did call me, and we're going to work out the details later, but I appreciate you sending that forward for me.
Appreciate you reaching out, because that would help us all, I believe, and plus make it a lot more interesting. Hey, but I appreciate you, brother, and thank you, Chad. This is WX4DAT. I'll be clear and 73, bro.
I got you, bud. All right, let's move on to the next group, which is Echo Through Hotel. Any stations with the suffix that begins with Echo Through Hotel? I'm sorry, I started with that one. Let's move it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu. Any stations with the suffix that begins with Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Good to hear you tonight. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 is to you and everybody on the net.
Check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
I'd like to recognize KB2, BYQ, that's Mr. Dave and Easley. And K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy and Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you guys checking in with us tonight. Okay, one more call. Any station, Alpha through Zulu. This is KO4NUE. So, we'll move on to the formal portion of the net. This is KO4NUE, now securing the formal portion of the net. We'd like to thank each one of you for checking in tonight. All stations wishing not to hang around for RACQ may secure at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it has been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. We'll now begin with the RACQ portion, and we'll stop in between the twos and see if we can get a couple more check-ins. Okay, KJ4RJN, Mr. John, you first on the stomp. Go ahead, sir.
This is KN4RJN. So what's going on in your world, Chad?
Today was kind of whirlwind here. I've been doing mechanic work for a long time, and it's nothing more than I hate than having to work on family's vehicles. I can't stand it. I don't know what it is, but you just got to do what you got to do, I guess. But I've got my stepfather's truck in the shop, and it was, supposed to be a simple job, and that's why I don't like working on family, is that, simple things turn into Pandora's box in a hurry. So
You know, valve cover gasket turned into a water pump, and then the water pump turned into a broken bolt, and then I can't get the broken bolt off without taking the plenum off. So, it's just, you know, let's do it this way, John. How was your day? Did you have a good day? Because I don't want to talk about mine.
I'm sorry. This is KN4RJN. Chad, I don't work on cars, but I know exactly what you're talking about. You know, the simple jobs take the longest because, I've been there, done that, got the T-shirt, and don't care to go back again. So I hear you, brother, but not too bad. The ladies all went. My wife, daughter, granddaughter, and friend all went to the Raleigh Museum for the day, so I had the day pretty much myself, and in between naps, I actually got a couple of things done, but there are a number of projects that I have done that turned into, you know, the wife wanted this thing or that thing, and, you know, ceiling fan, put up curtains, you know, change out doorknobs, you know, the simple stuff that turns into, holy moly, how did I, you know, you wind up pulling every tool out of your toolbox and it takes all day to, you know, what should have been a 10-minute job. So, yeah, I hear you, brother.
The rest of the story, you know. So, trying to get this bolt out has turned into this, you know, this awful mess. You know, I keep a drawer full of tools in my toolbox that's off limits, and it's men who have given me a tool over the years that are, you know, kind of a mentor, that kind of thing. But I keep a special drawer that those tools go in, and they don't get used. That's just, you know, out of a memoriam for them, that drawer is full of those kind of tools. And there's not a lot of them. But, you know, there's a socket in there that's 12 millimeter, and it's off size just a little bit. It's not exactly on point, if you know what I mean. I did open the drawer today. It got to be such a mess that I did open the drawer and looked at it for a little bit and thought about using it. But I decided not to. I just shut the drawer back and said, hey, you know what? Let me go to the house, get cleaned up, and take a break. Let me just get away from this for a little bit. And then in comes my beautiful daughter. And she's holding her cell phone up, and she says, Dad, what does this mean? And it's this big picture of a throttle body light that has come on her dash. This light is flashing on my vehicle, and I need it fixed. And, yeah, so, you know, when it rains, it pours, I guess. When it rains, it pours. KO4NUE and KJ4RJN. Go ahead, John.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, I hear you. I'm sorry. I can't stop laughing. I know it wasn't funny at the time, but it sure is now. Anyway. Well, Chad, best of luck to you on all the family vehicle repairs, and I wish you the best of luck. I really do. like I said, been there, done that, got the T-shirt. So I'm gonna back on out of here. Let somebody else laugh at you for a while. So you take care, Chad. If you talk to Walt before I do, give him my best, and 73s to you and all your family. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
KN4RJN, KO4NUE. John, laugh with me. Laugh with me, and it'll be all right. appreciate you dropping by and appreciate you letting me vent a little bit. It's always a pleasure to listen to you, and I'm glad I got you laughing tonight. That makes me feel real good. So, all right. With that, we'll move on to the next on the stump, and that's KO4JKV. Duncan, are you listening or are you asleep? JKV, KO4NUE. Okay. Are there any more stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, that would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE. So, KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, you're up on the stump. Go ahead, sir.
For NUE, KK4JBQ here. Well, I want to start out by saying, as others already have, thank you for calling the net for us tonight. It's no little thing to bring us all together here, and it's quite a nice service that this community provides. I realize that all of you guys are family members, you know, members of my ham family, and it makes a big difference in my life that I can hear people check in. I can check them off the list. You know, that person's okay. That person got a sore throat. That person, you know, like that. Just keeping up with family is what we do here. Anyway, what have I done today? Well, not a great deal, but I just finished cleaning a cat box. Now, what is remarkable about cleaning a cat box? I'll tell you, there's nothing remarkable about that, except when the cat walks up to the box, looks at it, and you can tell from the mannerism, the actions of the cat, that she thinks I did something wrong. I swear. KK4JBQ.
But have you spoiled the cats? It sounds like to me they're spoiled a little bit. Do you spoil them?
That's a question. Yes, of course. That's what pets are for. I don't, you know, hook them up to a sleigh and pull through the snow or anything. we lavish our attention and we spoil them as hard as we can. But this is, I've never seen the way she's looked at her box. You know, I finished it just moments ago, and she walks up to it, and she looks in it, and she looks back at me, and she sticks her head in, and then she turns and looks back at me, and I don't know. I don't think I did anything wrong. I did try to straighten the liner. I use a liner in the bottom. I did try to straighten that, so it was a little bit of, you know, pulling it this way and pushing it that way. Yeah, maybe that was it. What have you done to my box? Anyhow, I have had a good day in as much as I have talked with people dear to my heart, members of my dad's family, members of my mom's family. Both of them are gone, but I still have two siblings of my mother and three siblings of my father that I keep in contact with, and this time of year is the time, I guess, everybody chooses to make that phone call, and I thoroughly enjoy it. I just really do. The opportunity to learn something that I would never know otherwise, you know, before I was born, how they grew up, what they thought about school, were they mean as snakes, or were they charming and, you know, that kind of thing. And my aunts and uncles, they tell me all these things. KK4JBQ.
So with the pets and, you know, spoiling them, I gotta say I'm guilty too. I got a big lummox laying over here in the corner. And when my daughter left to go to college, she left her little dog here. Her name's Pixie, a little bitty thing. And there's a KC, I don't know, he's about 90 pounds, I'd say. He's a pretty big dog. And he's got a really big bed, and Pixie has a really small bed. And for some reason, they Casey will not lay on his bed. He goes over there and picks his little bed, which is probably 20 inches across, not very big, and he'll scratch and he'll go round and round and walk on it and take his nose and root on it and tries to lay in that little big circle, and he just splatters out all over the side of it. And then Pixie comes over here and lays down in his big bed, and they seem to be content with that. It makes no sense to me. But, hey, you know, if it keeps them quiet, then, hey, whatever, you know. So I went down to the shop with KC today, and he followed me down there like he always does and rubbed up against a big greasy something or another. I don't know what he rubbed up on, but, you know, I had to clean him up before he came in the house. He's got old ruby red bearing grease all over his side, so you know it's something all the time. But he's always here with me, no matter where I go or what I do. He's by my side. So if he's gonna spoil me, I'm gonna spoil him, and that's the I guess that's the way I like it. I like to spoil him because he does a good job for me.
They mean all of that and more. Well, let me ask you. Does KC think of you as trainer, owner, or big brother?
Big. I think he's my big brother. That's what I think. But he's in a very, very loving way. And what I mean by that is that he literally, and I mean this literally, he will not let me out of his sight. If I, you know, I have to go, you know, do my morning routine in the bathroom every morning, and if I try to close the door, he'll take that big nose and slide the door open, and he'll just make sure I'm in there, and then he'll go and lay outside of the door, and I mean lay completely across the threshold. So you have to step over him. And if I come in here in the ham shack, he comes in here and, you know, lays down. If I go to the living room, he's in the living room. So everywhere I go, he's there, and he gets upset and angry if I have to go somewhere without him. When I come back, he just snorts and blows and pouts a little bit, but he comes over and we make up real quick. But not a mean bone in the dog's body. He just he gives so much, and I guess everybody's pets that way, or most of them anyway. But he's just part of the family.
I take it from that KC thinks of himself as your guardian, and that's how it should be. And I've had a very good day, and I'm just anxious to hear what everybody else has to say. So I'm going to get off here and make room for others. Chad, thank you for calling the net again. It's no small thing. KK4, JPQ.
Dropping by, Larry. I appreciate that. Always nice to hear what you got to say. And do me a favor when you get a break. Reach over and give Miss Donna a kiss on the cheek and tell her you love her. Appreciate you dropping by. Okay, with that, I'll move on to the next, and that's K4WFU, Mr. Ken. You still in there?
Right here, K4WFU. I haven't got much. I just want to thank Gary for meeting up with me today. And against my better judgment, I did go to Anderson. And that probably took 10 years off my life on 85. But cut this short with the cat that climbed to the top of the Christmas tree. And we'll talk again, K4WFU. Thank you.
take the angel down. do what you gotta do. don't let her tear it up. Oh, that's funny. All right, Ken, I'm gonna take a break here and see if I got any more check-ins. Any more check-ins? Alpha 3 Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KO4NUE.
So, check in Kilo Charlie 4 Yankee Lima Charlie KC4YLC David and Whitmire. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. I'll be in and out.
Control. So please check in Kilo Juliet 4 Quebec Alpha Sierra. This is KG4QAS. The name is Tom and I'm located in Martin, Georgia. I'll be in and out. Negative and negative. Good evening to you and all on the net.
I'd like to recognize KC4YLC, that's Mr. David in Whitmire, and KJ4QAS, that's Mr. Tom in Martin, Georgia. Appreciate you guys checking in. Come on back anytime. We have a net every night at 9 o'clock. Appreciate you. Okay, so next up on the stump, Mr. Ken, let me make sure you're all right and the cat didn't attack you. You got anything else you want to say, Mr. Ken?
If you, anybody listening that needs a cat, just give me a call.
Ken, appreciate it, bud. I appreciate the laughs. I need it tonight. I appreciate that. Okay, next up on the stop, KI4DOS, Mr. Gary. Go ahead, Mr. Gary.
And UE and Annette, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Mr. Chad. Good evening to Miss Anna and all on the net. We had a good day today. Got up this morning and went over to Steve's house, WA5KSC, Mr. Steve and N9 Zulu Golf, Miss Sue. I picked up some parts that he had for an antenna that I want to try to build and got those back at home and started putting those things together. I'm building a 49-to-1 ballon to go on this in-fed antenna. they say it'll handle up to about 2,500 watts, but I don't believe I've got that much power here in the shack, so I'm not going to worry about the power part of it. But it's 134 feet long, Chad, and I'm gonna, I've got my loop up, and I love my loop, but I've got know a couple of fellas that have got this particular antenna, and I said, well, what the heck, you know? I was going to order the parts, and I was talking to Steve, and he said, no, I got them down here in the my workshop. He said I got enough to build two more of them. I said, well, you know, let me talk you out of some of them. He said, okay. So I went over and picked up the parts and then left there and went on up and got to meet Mr. Ken and stood around and talked with him out there in the wind for, oh, I don't know, probably 45 minutes or so. Seemed like it might have been longer than that. I don't know how long it was. But we had a good time talking about people we knew and things we have done and what kind of radios we got and all this sort of stuff. So I had a real good day.
Tell me a little more about this antenna. What's the name of it? And give me the details.
No, the name of it right off the top of my head there, Chad. It's let me see if it says it in here. It's an EFHW8010. It's 134 feet long. It's in fed. And it's got a 49-to-1 transformer that you have to wind yourself, and you've got to have a couple of capacitors to go in there and this sort of thing. So I'm looking forward to getting this thing built. Don't know when I'll complete it, but Steve runs one, and he built one, and boy, it really sounds good on it. I don't know what it's going to do about the noise and all that. We'll wait and see when I get it up in the air. But it'll cover 10 through 80, or 80 through 10. And You can make a shorter one that'll cover 40 through 10, but it uses about half the wire. It uses about 67 feet of wire. And that's, oh gosh, I don't know. You can use any kind of wire for that, I guess, but it's, when you're winding this transformer, you use 14 gauge enamel coated wire. Some people call it magnet wire. So it's going to be fun to get built and get put up in there.
Are you going to take your other one down, or are you going to try to find another spot, or what?
Take the other one down. I'll put it at a 90-degree angle and go right across the top of it, I hope. Don't know how that's going to work or not, but I got trees enough to do it. I take my little slingshot out there and shoot me a line across and redo that. And but one end will be a whole lot closer to the house than the other one will. You know, the feed point, it being infeed, it'll be a whole lot closer to the house than where the other one is out there in the backyard. It's well, from the house to the pole that the loop is attached to is 100 feet, and then it goes up about 35 feet in the air to the bottom of the loop of where the ballon is, and then there's another probably 30 feet inside the house. Come from the back of the house underneath all the way up into the radio room and the little slack so I can move my desk around if I need to. So it's, I guess the feed on it's about 165 feet or something like that of coax before you get to the antenna. This other one won't be that way.
Now, I'm glad you brought that slingshot up. I've been wanting to talk about that for the last couple of weeks, and I keep forgetting about it when it comes to the RagChew. So this is for everybody listening on the net. If anybody has never seen Gary shoot a slingshot to run an antenna line, that is a sight to see, because I'm going to tell you, he is deadly with it. I mean, deadly. It doesn't matter how high it is or what little bitty twig he needs to shoot it over. He has got that thing figured out. And I sent last time when I saw him shoot it not too long ago, I told Anna she was going into town, go get me a open-faced fishing reel with a slingshot, and I'm going to make me one. So I did. And I can't shoot that thing for nothing. It gets hung up, it gets wallered up, and this, that, and the other. And I was doing pretty good with a fishing rod. I could take a fishing rod and stick it in the ground and stand over the fishing rod and shoot the sinker out of the slingshot. And I can do pretty good. But I don't know what happened. When I put the reel on the slingshot, it just gets all messed up. And it takes me 30 minutes to, you know, first couple of times I didn't click the bell and shot my sinker off. And then get it tied back up. And it's just a mess. And when I saw you shoot yours, I just thought, man, I want you to look here now. He is deadly with that thing. So I guess if, you know, maybe one of these days I'll get as good as you with it. But right now I'm not doing too good.
To start off with, mine's a closed face reel. It's an old Zepco 202, I think it is. El Cheapo reel. I got a bigger one. It's the 404. It's closed face. I thought about putting it on there, but it's a little bit too big, I think. Never have tried it with an open-faced. The open-faced reels seem to need a couple of eyes to go through to keep them from backlashing and creating that mess. Kind of like a bait casting reel. If you don't use it enough to learn how to cast it and keep your thumb on there on the spool to keep it going out smooth, you kind of have a terrible mess there at the end. And that's the reason I went with the closed face reel there, Chad, and that's the only difference in them.
I can't take this one back. As soon as she brought it back from Walmart, I took it down there and cut the front leg off of it down in the machine shop so I could anchor it to my slingshot. So I guess I got a wall of fame in the shop. It's called the Hightower Wall of Fame. And every time me and Dad make a big mistake, we nail it up on that wall of fame for everybody to see. So I guess I'm gonna have to take this open face fishing reel I bought and cut the leg off of it and can't use it for anything else because it ain't working on the slingshot. I guess I'll have to screw that to the wall of fame next. Daddy's got one side of the board and I got the other side of the board, and my board's about full, but his is, you know, got two or three things on there, but I got a bunch of mess ups on my board, and we just go down there and laugh about it. It's $5 bill on there too, where, you know, me and Dad I made a bet a couple of years ago, and I lost the bet, so he took my $5 bill from me, stuck it up on the wall of fame, and we joke every time we see it up there that, you know, we, you know, ain't got a whole lot of money sometimes. But, you know, that $5 bill's down there. If we ever need it, you know, we'll go get it. And he tells me, no, no, that's my $5 bill. You leave it alone.
Well, that's a good thing. That $5 bill laying up there on the wall or hanging up there on the wall, can't neither one of you ever say that you're broke. So you've always got at least $5 spent down there, unless the other one snatches it when the other one doesn't know about it. The only thing, only suggestion I might make there, Chad, is I don't know how you got yours mounted on the bottom of the of your slingshot, but if you take you a little aluminum rod or something maybe, or just if you got a broke fishing rod down there, take a piece of that and attach it with zip ties or something of that nature, and you know, let it, you know, go out about two eyes or maybe three and try it again and see if that helps you with your slingshot. That maybe you won't have to put that slingshot up on your famous wall.
She bought six sinkers. They come in packs of two, you know, the big ones. And I unshot all my sinkers away. I can't get it to do right. I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but I got one up at the deer camp that I used to put that dipole up there, and I did pretty good with it. You know, it's quite an ordeal. You know, you got to take the fishing rod and stick it in the dirt, and then you got to stand, you know, kind of straddle it a little bit, and then, you know, I mean, it's never easy with me. It's always complicated somehow. But when I saw you shoot yours, I said, oh, man, I got to have one of those. And it'll be pretty easy to build. And, you know, it looks like yours, but it don't shoot like yours. And that might have something to do with the operator. I ain't quite figured that out yet.
The only thing I can say about that, Chad, is you probably grew up with BB guns and this sort of thing. Well, I didn't have a BB gun until, oh gosh, I don't know how old I was. I bought it myself. That was the first BB gun I had. Mom and Daddy didn't want me to have one, but they always either built me a slingshot out of old bicycle tubes or something in a forked tree limb or something of that nature. But I got pretty good with a slingshot a long time ago. I guess I still got the knack for it, but I enjoy it. It's a whole lot of fun. But don't worry about shooting your sinkers away. I do that. I still do that today. If, you know, something will happen and the line will get around the crank on the reel, or I won't notice it, and it'll be around the rubber on the slingshot, and then it'll pop it off. So don't feel bad about that. That happens to the best of us, and that happens to all of us, I guess, because we get in a hurry trying to get an antenna up, that sort of thing. But when I get this booger built, I'll holler at you, and we'll see how it works once I get it up in the air. Like I said, I got some more trees down there, and I'm going to try to make it at a 45-degree angle over the top of the loop and put the other end up next to the house up here, so we'll have to wait and see how that works out. But anyway, that's about all I've got over here on this end of town. Me and Joy have had a real good day today. Can't complain about anything. Wouldn't if I could, because wouldn't nobody listen anyhow. I got to meet Ken today, and that's always good when you get to meet somebody, put an eyeball QSO on them. And then you talk to them on the radio, and you feel like you know them, and when you get to meet them in person, it's even better. But I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with the net. Sound like you got a real good one going. Appreciate you calling it. Tell Miss Anna we said hello. Hope y'all have a good evening, what's left. And we'll talk to you later. KO4NUE in the net, KI4DOS.